Hi, this is a dictation for Charisse Valentine, CHARISEVALENTINE. Date of service is 6/9/2022. Date of birth is 12/20/1955. 65-year-old African-American female who is presenting herself for a follow-up evaluation. She reports of ongoing pain in both the wrist and hands as well as in the lower back and the right hip. She suffers from a lupus disease, which has been causing her generalized disorder of swelling, muscle weakness, pain in the extremities due to the muscle spasm, and problem with the sleep. Her records have come from various sources, especially from the hospital, Extension Hospital, and they were reviewed. She has been seen by Dr. Stephen Portnoy, who has been managing her rheumatoid arthritis and lupus issues. A lot of steroids have been given to her, and she has a degenerative disorders as well as rheumatoid arthritis type of symptoms in the hands, ankle, and hip. She has difficult time sleeping at night, and the possible diagnoses are asthma, hypertension, hypothyroidism, irritable bowel syndrome. Currently, she is on lisinopril, nebumetone, norvasc, omeprazole, plaquenil, Prilosec ProAir, HFA, Synthroid 0.05 microgram daily, Toprol XL 125. She has a generalized arthralgia with positive SSA, ANA, and RNP, and decreased range of motion in the right thumb, right hip pain, and eye symptoms, and she has abnormal swelling in the PIP and MCP joints with tenderness, and limited extension and abduction in the right thumb. In addition, patient has recently brought her medical reports which show that her creatinine is 1.35 with GFR of 48. And the BUN is 24. The pain level is between 4 to 6, and ADLs are not affected beyond 4. 80% relief has been obtained from all the treatment that she has received from Dr. Portnoy and other physicians. Currently, she reports that her general activity, walking ability are affected 7, work and sleep are affected 6. The rest of the ADLs are not affected. In the system review, the positive findings are: in neurology and psych, difficulty sleeping only. No anxiety, depression, panic, nightmares, loss of memory. In the pain and numbness, patient has lower back stiffness and hip pain in the right side. In the GI, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing is listed. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is an asthma, but no trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath are reported. In last 30 days, patient reports no changes in the pain level. And in the medical history, she reports that recently a kidney dysfunction has been listed. Okay. I don't know how to stop it. And her BUN is high, and the creatinine level is high. And no change in the surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any of the trauma are reported. Current pain medication is Tramadol and Valium. Substance abuse, none is reported. Patient has been advised to use marijuana for anxiety, sleep issues, and even pain issues. Compliance program, patient is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. The physical examination, the blood pressure is 123 over 99, pulse is 77. Pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination is same from the previous visit, which is 4/19/2022, dictation number 0419-038. The patient has been advised about the side effects of Tramadol and Valium and long-term side effects, and patient is advised to monitor her suicidal ideation as well as seizure issues, and we have discussed how to limit the use of Tramadol and Valium only as a PRN basis. Currently, I have provided her Tramadol 50 mg at night, 30 tablets, and Valium 2 mg at night for 30 tablets per sleep. The patient is going to continue seeing Dr. Portnoy, and she'll be scheduled for a detailed physical examination at a later date. Thank you.